The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I know I said that I was leaving, but I just couldn't say goodbye. It was only self-deceiving to walk away from someone who means everything in life to you. You learn from every lonely day. I've learned and I've come back to stay. Let me try again.
Was the show yesterday that bad? I gotta sing this song.
Let me try again.
I love it. Let it go, Al. Let it go. This is great.
Think of all we had before. Let me try once more.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on.
We can have it all, you and I again. Just forgive me or I'll die. Please let me try again.
Love that song. Thank you, Albert. Frank Sinatra right there. There's my mantra. Let me try again. I'll be thinking about that at 10 o'clock this morning after the show. We're going to keep trying until we get it right. Good morning. Great to have you with us. 7 minutes after 6 o'clock, 6:07. You know, you never like to gloat when you're right. I mean, you know, but as you watch these Democratic debates, you kind of nod your head. You get a little smirk on your face. You go, you know, I know what I'm doing. I mean, did you say that to yourself? Because you should say that to yourself. Oh, my Lord, what an embarrassment. Holy moly. I thought the Republican debates were bad. This is the best. There's nothing of any substance. No answer to any problem. They're just playing and pandering and going after everybody. I felt sorry for Joe Biden yesterday. Did you feel sorry for Biden? I felt sorry for Joe Biden yesterday. Kamala Harris goes after him. Was the best. It's the best. I was one of the children that was bussed, that you made me take that lousy bus in the morning. Wait, excuse me. Come on, how about thank you? Thank you for going to another school. You know, and you got to go right. They never go right to the root of the problem. And he wanted, Biden voted for, you know, no national kind of busing order. It should be local. And boy, she just went after him. But they don't break down the argument. They're all just like talk lines. They're just like talk lines. Free health care for immigrants. I have four children that I really take care of. Thank God Joey's doing great, my big boy. I have to pay for everything. I pay for everything. I don't get free, an inkling of free. The word free is not in my accountant's ledger. The word free, they give it free. I can't afford anything that I saw on stage last night. I'm stretched out to the max. I'm paying local tax. I'm paying New York tax, Jersey tax, payroll tax, and occupancy tax because I'm in my hotel room. Oh, my Lord. These people are nuts. They're crazy. You can't continue to assault the people. And when you think about what Bernie Sanders is trying to do with this health care and now Medicare, Medicaid for whatever the heck he's doing, he could not go. Lester Holt was great. He would not let Bernie off the hook last night. What are you going to do? Well, health care ball. Health care. It works everywhere else. It does not work. Canada. And Canada. Canada, like somebody said, and I forget, one of the guys said, there's only 35 million people there. Where do they come for their health care? When you have to wait in line, and if God forbid, if you're dying, they have to let you die. There's no substance. There's no reality to it. And I always bring everything down to you and I, who are hardworking, God, in most cases, God-fearing, church-going, good citizens of the United States of America. I would love to say to people coming across the border, let me pay for everything. Let me take care of your health care. Let me pay for your housing. Let's pay for everything. I personally cannot afford it anymore. I've got my children I got to worry about. I've got an avalanche of tax burden from New York and Jersey, to mention my property tax. I went out in the boondocks thinking I'd get something for my money. Not anymore in Jersey, boy. Not anymore in Jersey. Inexcusable and crazy. The whole situation. And Buttigieg, look, he looked off a little bit, you know. And Biden's in there. And I tell you what, even objectively, I wouldn't even know who to vote for in the last two nights. Yeah, 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone line. You got to call us and let us know. Because it was just like an alternate universe. The problem is this. If the AOCs of the world, and I say that, again, with no malice, once they sneak in, and with the Ilhan Omars, the Rashida Tlaibs, and what's happening in Queens, they'll sneak in community to community, little by little. And you'll get these progressive socialists like Andrew Cuomo and like Governor Murphy, like Gavin Newsom, and they'll put their ideological, they will spew their ideological beliefs upon you and I. It doesn't break down pragmatically. You can't break it down to where what it costs you individually that anyone could afford, what anyone on that stage offered last night. It is an absolute impossibility. I just watched it kind of smirking, going, I was right. But the danger is we don't show up to vote, or the people who are registered don't show up to vote. You know, and I'll get into that in a second. I got to tell you something. It's 12 minutes after 6 o'clock, but let me just touch on the rest of the news if I can. The House is sending President Trump that $4.6 billion humanitarian aid, that package for migrants at the southern border. The Senate-approved bill passed with overwhelming bipartisan support despite objections from some Democrats who wanted a bill with more protections for immigrants. Earlier this week, the House passed its own emergency border funding package, which included strict standards for migrant detention facilities. So that's this is all a win for the president. But please remember this, and I'll move on, because I'm tired of repeating it over and over again. And I said to a friend in the television business yesterday, I said this, can I go and do a documentary or a special on your network? And let me go to the inner cities of the United States of America. Let's go 2 o'clock in the morning, roll your cameras. Let me be the reporter. I will go there, and I will show you what life is like. And because they took the narrative about down in the border, and then you see that poor father and that poor daughter. I mean, my goodness gracious, not even 2 years old. You see all these images, and it's horrible. But we have to look what's happening within our own country. And not one person on that stage, and stay with me on this, please. Not one person on that stage wanted to help the people, like when I was a Democrat, the inner cities, with JFK and LBJ, the people they wanted to help. Not one person mentioned American children. It wasn't anything about that. It was all about who's coming in illegally. Where is anybody noticing this? I didn't hear one commentator say anything about it. What about the kids in America? What about the horrific conditions in the south side of Chicago, East St. Louis, Illinois? East St. Louis, Illinois. Look at the history. Google that town and look at the tough time they've had. Has anyone gone down there? It's inexcusable that they're missing the point. The problem is you got to watch it, because those progressives will use that and they will sneak in. Unless we are vigilant, and I mean we, those of us who love this country and aren't buying a lot of this absolute nonsense. So President Trump's still at the G20 in Japan. He's going to meet with, here goes, let me read right here for you. President Trump is in Osaka for the G20 summit, where he wagged his finger at Russian President Vladimir Putin earlier today. Don't meddle in the election, please, the president said with a laugh. And the president was meeting with Putin on the sidelines of the summit and was responding to a reporter's question about whether he would warn Putin. See, I like the way the president handles that, you know, with a sense of humor like that. But I got to tell you all that's going on today. It's got a crazy, crazy day. Frank is here and Al is here. It's a quarter after 6 o'clock. Jim Copeland, a director of legal policy for the Manhattan Institute, will join us. Russ Salzberg, our buddy. We're going to be talking about the Yankees, how they're playing in London. And E. O'Brien Murray's with us. John Catsimatidis, one of our favorite people. A lot to talk about. Very, very excited for Mr. Catsimatidis for purchasing the WABC in New York. This is going to be huge and change the whole tenor and the whole landscape of radio, I think, not only in New York, but around the country. You watch what Mr. Catsimatidis does. This is my own thoughts, my own opinion, but I think what John's going to do with WABC is just going to make that station and the whole feel for it and the whole community radio explode across the United States. Mike Gallagher's with us. Hey, Martha Bonetta, one of our favorite people. She's great. Chairman of Vote America First. Great gal. She'll come with us. And Jeff Webb, entrepreneur, founder of Varsity Brands and president of the New American Populist. I have to tell you, I have such a crazy day today. I'm going to my high school reunion tonight. So, I mean, what am I doing at my high school reunion? I have no idea. But I'm going to go because I didn't want to be disrespectful. So I'm going. So Al says, who are you taking? I'll get into that in a second. But I got to tell you, before I got into all of that, yesterday we do the show, and I know I was supposed to do Neil Cavuto, and I tell Mr. Cavuto, can't do your show. I tell the producer, because I made a commitment to my friend Steve Adubato. I'll go over there to do his show on NJN. And I know it's local over there with Steve. It's local, but and Neil is national. But I'm a loyal guy. Listen to me. I'm a loyal guy. Only me. So I get in the car. A car is not sent like Fox sends me a car. But I don't say anything. Because why? Because it's my friend. And so I get in the car, and it's 2 hours to get to Newark. And thank God I gave myself 2 hours. The Holland Tunnel's jammed. Everything's jammed. De Blasio's running for president, and everything's jammed up. I mean, Governor Murphy and Steve Sweeney are fighting. They're going to finally settle that down. There's traffic in Jersey. It's a mess. I finally get there. No spaces. There's no parking. I have to go in like I go here. I'm driving around a parking. Indoor parking lot. Listen to me. This is what I do. I go, you know what? Friendship, man. It's a friendship thing. I'm going to do it for my friend. Anybody else, I wouldn't even have done that. I find the space. I walk in. Very, very nice. Everybody's so nice. And I go get some makeup on. And then I go and talk to my buddy Steve. Oh, I love it. And I say this tongue in cheek because he knows. And we talked about it after the show. He grills me on Donald Trump. Like it was, I don't even know what. I sat down there. So what about the Trump? Steve starts with lambasting me, my support for the president, and how about his style, and doesn't let up. And in my mind, and I joked about it, and we got through it. It was like, my mind, I'm going, oh my God, well, I drove 2 hours to Newark for this without a parking space, without a car. This is what I showed up for. This is friendship. Oh my God, I can't believe. So we finish the thing, and it was fun, but it was like, I don't want to have to defend the president. And then, and I should have said then, you know, look at Chris Christie ran the state for 8 years, and he had the same bluster that Donald Trump did. And I think you kind of need that in office every now and then. And I'm trying to do it as best I can, as nicely as I can, which instead of looking at my watch going, you know, I have to go see my mother in rehab. You know, my kids are down the shore. I came here for absolutely nothing and not to get vilified or skewered, because when Steve comes on the show, I would never do it to him. So, but it turned out nice. Steve called me, had a nice chat. In the meantime, so I'm driving out of the parking lot after I paid my parking and worked my way through this parking garage in Newark. Only me. And I head towards to see my mom, you know, in rehab. So I'm at the light, and I'm shaking my head going, God almighty. I said, all I want is what's good for the country. And I don't care if the president has a bluster to him or if he's inappropriate. I don't care. I mean, yes, I would like him to stop tweeting. Yes, I would like him to just be quote-unquote presidential. But for goodness sake, we're in good shape. And I said that and ended the interview like that. So I'm at the light in Newark, and then I go to make a left turn on MacArthur Highway there. And I kind of, I'm blocking like two lanes now. Now a motorcycle cop comes up from behind. The big Harley bike, you know. Newark police. That's Newark police outside. So I look at him. I thought he was going to say, move over. He just gives me a nod. And he goes in front of me. And I go, oh, geez, he's not going to say anything great. Then he turns the bike off. And he rolls the bike back with his feet. The big bike. That'd be strong to do that, by the way. Those bikes are heavy. And this cop pulls back. And he comes to me face to face. I put my window down. He takes his shades off. He points to me and he says, Piscopo. And I said, Officer, how are you? Thanks for your service, sir. He says, no, thank you for all that you're doing. We appreciate all that you're doing. God bless you. It's not easy out here. Thank you, sir. And I want to just do, you know, the Italian expression? You put your hand under your chin like, to everybody in the media that doesn't understand that we are indeed doing the right thing, especially after you watch the debates. And so the police officer is so appreciative. And then I went to a car wash afterwards on the way. Another police officer, he wasn't in uniform, stopped and said, Joe, thanks for doing. So you know what? I'm not going to stop. You could skewer me. You could put me down. You could accuse me of being pro-Trump. I don't care. I'm going to keep doing the right thing. I'm going to keep being the voice of, you know what? Reason. And I don't want to talk about style. I'm going to talk about substance. And I'm going to see where we are as a country. And you know what? We're in pretty good shape. And if you want to hand it off to those people that were on that stage in Miami, Florida, yes, you go right ahead. But I ain't paying for it. I am not paying for it. Not one of those candidates yesterday in that debate have the sustainability or the common sense or the decency to come up with anything that helps you and I who are working, paying our taxes, doing all the right things, going to every little school event, every little community event, building this country, making the fabric work, the ethnic fabric of the United States of America work in the name of my grandparents who came here, who learned English, who learned the laws, who wanted to become American. That's what where we are in politics today with the Trump administration is all about. We are pro-law enforcement, we are pro-military, and we ain't going anywhere else. We are not going down. 622 with Joe on the radio. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads. Hi, Debbie. How are you?
I like how the officer looked at you and said, Piscopo.
It's like that.
I love that.
There you go.
Oh, that's
thanks
great.
What you're doing. After getting beat up by my buddy, Steve, I love Steve, by the way. He called. We had a laugh at everything. And that's what he is. He's a way left.
He's passionate. Very
progressive liberal. But as an old school Democrat, it doesn't, in my opinion, doesn't hold anymore. I don't know who the Democrats are really anymore. And they criticize about the president, and point well taken by Steve. And by the way, it's all nice, but this is what I got to drive 2 hours
to
Newark.
You're stuck in traffic, driving in a parking lot in circles. No parking space.
No parking. I was on level 5. Level 5.
I hate when that happens. Oh, it's so funny.
Go in, go around, and in. Where am I doing? I'm doing this. Oh, so you like President Trump. Oh, okay. Here we go.
Yeah, but we love your story, so it makes for a great story. Thank you, Jeff.
Well, and to all the police officers listening, God bless you. Godspeed. Mm-hmm. I'm not changing the tone. And you're absolutely right. We support it. Otherwise, you see that debate last night, Debbie? What was that? I couldn't stay with those people, you know.
It's a little scary. It's a little bit scary how far to the left they're going. A little bit scary.
Yeah, it's so true. Hey, Deb, on the roads for you, looking out for your 623 right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Well, hopefully nobody's driving around any parking lots right now getting stuck. But I'll tell you, over on the island on Hempstead Turnpike westbound, subject to closure by 107 in Plain Edge, that's a serious fire there. So definitely want to avoid that area. Williamsburg Bridge, heavy into town, accident on the city side cleared. It's busy Joe on the eastbound Gowanus at Fort Hamilton Parkway with a crash. Also on the eastbound BQE getting up toward Queens Boulevard. It's a disabled vehicle as well, so watch out for some slowdowns. Inbound GWB 45 because of earlier problems. 15, though, to the lower. Lincoln 20, Holland 20. Sponsored by Discover. Go further than ever with the Discover It Miles card. They automatically match the miles you earn at the end of your first year, so your 35,000 miles could become 70,000. Discover It Miles. Limitations apply. Discover match for new card members only. Learn more at discover.com/travel. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Tomorrow from 10 a.m. to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 tomorrow morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer. Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
My very special guest is Robert Mahoney. He is a journalist and a fighter for press freedom. Your organization to protect journalists, what is it that you're actually doing and what can we do better?
This was an organization that was set up by journalists concerned that no one was doing anything for journalists who had no protections. And so they started writing letters to the president of the country or whoever it was attacking those journalists. And they managed to convince a number of high-profile U.S. journalists. They got Walter Cronkite. And the founders say it was the power of the letterhead that really made a difference. We function like a news agency, but we focus on a narrow area of attacks on journalists and press freedom violations.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, good morning, 626. We're going to get through it. I want to tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn. You know, the weekend's coming up, and you're going to want to try Michael's of Brooklyn, one of the five best Italian restaurants in all of America. Thank you, Frankie Five Bros, ripping out the news for me. Thank you very much. Literally ripping it off the wires. We had such a good time. I was with Frank and Debbie and John and Margo, Katsimatidis, and Congressman King and Rosemary. What and Dan Donovan and Serena. I don't do that. I just don't go out and do that. We went out, when was it, last week already, the week before last, something like that. Best time at Michael's of Brooklyn. Enzo is your maitre d'. You know, Fred is walking around. Fred is like the host. Michael walking around. Fred's son walking around, just being as gracious as ever. And then Johnny was, I think, I'm telling you, Johnny was in the kitchen because I had the best branzino I've had. And then the calamari with the, and then the arrabbiata, the gnocchi arrabbiata I order. Everybody scoffed it in a second. It was, I was so proud. Hey, is this great? And then we had, what was the pasta with the clam sauce?
Yeah, I think it was spaghetti a la Michael's.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
We didn't even order it. They just brought it.
I never eat that stuff, amazing. Frankie. It was so good. You got to try Michael's of Brooklyn. Avenue Arnaud's, turn right there. And then check out, ask Fred, say, I heard on Piscopo that you make the sauce right here. Where can I watch it? Can I go see it? Like I did. I kept John and Margo and the Congressman and Rosemary. I kept them waiting. Why? Because I was taking a tour of how they make the sauce at Michael's of Brooklyn. That, what am I going to tell you? And but you got that. Listen, by the way, you're listening around the country. AM970TheAnswer.com. Look on your supermarket shelves and take home Michael's of Brooklyn, all right? But if you're in the metropolitan area, you got to go to Avenue R and Nostrand and experience one of the five best Italian restaurants in all of the United States of America. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy since 1964.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You got to go to Moe's, baby. I go to Moe's. I have got 628 with Joe on the radio. I go to Moe's for, like, clothes for my girls. I have a 14-year-old, I have an 8-year-old, and my daughter's 20 now. Allie's, like, 20
they got it
now.
All.
And they have this really nice fashion, I go. So you got to go to Mozambique. So, Al, welcome back.
Thank you.
And the tattoo went great. Frankie, how are you doing?
Tattoos.
All good, all good.
Tattoos, plural. She got three of them.
I don't want to, we're AM 970, The Answer. Mm. Very proud to be the flagship station of Salem Media, but so excited for John Catsimatidis.
Absolutely.
This is so huge because John is a great soul. He's a good man. He's not only is a mega, legendary, epic businessman that everyone knows and loves, by the way, most respected and most loved businessman. He goes out and he's smart. He's going to go out and get an incredible platform on another radio station there. And I hope one day all of us in New York, we could all work together, you know, and just get the right message out.
Well, you never know. But as a fan of radio, it's a really great thing because, you know, he is a fan of radio himself, right? So many of these radio stations are owned by companies that don't listen to their own product. So that's why what you hear on so many radio stations, not just the talk format, but a broad spectrum of formats, sounds like garbage.
No
right?
local feel
right?
to it.
No,
yeah.
even the forgetting about local, it's garbage. It's garbage. It's you're cluttered with infomercials, you know, foreign language programming, and all this mismatched stuff that has very little production value, that does very little in the way of public service, and it's terrible. So John, at least, is a fan of radio, so you know he's not going to, you know, flip the format and turn it into Chinese language programming or something else that's not consistent with the history of a great heritage station like the one that he purchased. So I think it's a great thing for the New York area
big
radio
station.
And it keeps it local. Maybe.
I mean, he may choose to do something.
No, else. But I'm talking about a local owner.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Not a conglomerate
right.
coming in
yeah,
and taking it over. That's the big thing.
This is, you know, WOR, when it was sold 10 years ago, was the last family-owned radio station
right.
in New York City. Now we have one again.
This is historic, what John has done.
Absolutely.
I believe. It's
historic.
Yeah,
he's down there with his son, John Jr., and Andrea.
Jr.'s great.
Who
are
both very, very astute business people as well.
That's very true.
And it's great. You know, he's going to really care about the product. He's going to listen all
it's
hours
huge.
In the morning.
It's great for broadcasting around the country, I'm telling you. And it's huge and starting right now.
When I was knocked off the internet on Sunday morning, he was the first person to email me that we were off the air.
He was aware of it. So, wow. He had you on there. So God bless, Godspeed, John Catsimatidis and Margo and the family. And it's going to be very, very exciting. It is. It's great for radio. It's just so exciting, especially, you know what, for AM radio.
Absolutely.
This is huge. This is huge. And we appreciate John having that vision. 6:31 with Joe on the radio. And Al is back after the tattoo went well.
The three tattoos. Yes, they went well.
Three. Oh, how long did it take?
The woman started about 12:20, and she was done before 3 o'clock. It was like 2:30. She was done.
A couple of hours later.
Yeah. Well, you know what they do now? All these artists, they draw on the computer now. So they draw all the images that they, you know, that they're going to tattoo on a computer. They print it out, and then it's basically a template that they put on your arm or wherever you want it on your body, and then she just fills in with the color. It was pretty amazing.
But isn't it needles? Isn't it?
Yeah, it's needles. I watched when she got started, and then I went to there was a gastro pub right next door. Went in, had lunch, a couple of beers, came back.
You know, you just saying you could have done the morning show if you wanted.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't have been able to get there in time. I wouldn't have been able to get home from the city and get her to the appointment on time because it's an hour from our house at
but
least
you know
to
what?
Morristown.
You know, I talked to the boss yesterday. But you know what the boss said? He said, he goes, you know what? What Al went through when he had cancer, he deserves a day off. How about that?
I didn't take a day off when I had my cancer.
You didn't take a day off, did you?
Yeah, that's what Joe's saying.
But he's got to disagree. I can compliment him. He's going to disagree. This is the way you are in the family.
Because I laughed.
You're right, Dad. I didn't say I was right. Said I was right.
This was a big point of discussion at the Michaels of Brooklyn dinner.
Apparently. You know, it's amazing. I'm like a rumor. I wasn't there. And apparently, I was talking.
You're becoming
about.
A legend.
Oh, no,
so,
God.
So,
no.
Listen. So, listen. Shh. Quiet. Yeah. 6:33. Right. Just us.
Yeah, more importantly.
You didn't know. Yeah. So, I'm going to the reunion. I don't want to go to the reunion. But then I hear some longtime friends are going to be there.
Right.
And I don't want to be disrespectful. Because when I talk about these little things that, Frankie, you do on Staten Island, Al, the pubs you go to, I guess.
I go and drink. He's got Roger Stone on Staten Island doing a fundraiser.
No, but he's
it's a little more important.
Dedicated to the borough. I'm dedicated to my community, where I go out from a ball game to showing up at a civic event, something like that. So I feel I have to go to this reunion. Now, who am I going to take to reunion?
And you're the most famous alumni there. I mean, of that graduating class, you have to be the most famous alumni.
Yeah, well, no, there was
without a doubt.
I guess so. But there was another guy. His name was a great guy. Oh, and always in high school, a great guy. His name was Chris Montan. Handled all of Disney's music. So believe me,
he graduated with you.
He did, and he was a pretty good musician. But I know he went on to do Lion King. Yeah, how about that?
Very cool.
So anyway, I go. Did you hear what I did when I texted Carol? Did you see that?
No.
Forgive me if you're listening. Let me just tell out because you haven't heard. No, this is so me. My life.
Hi.
Listen.
What are you doing Friday?
No. It was like this. Carol, can I ask you a really out there dumb question? And beep, beep, beep. You wait for the text to come back. Right. A little beep, beep, beep.
And she's thinking, you want to get on a plane to go somewhere?
I don't know. So she comes back. Sure, with a question mark. What are you going to do now? So I go, this is really dumb, but I thought it would be funny. No, I thought it was funny that I want to go. If you and I go to the reunion like that. So she texts me back. All I see is this when I'm looking for my phone. It comes like this. I have to work in the morning, and then I have to, and that's all I read. Knowing it's a no because it's me.
She didn't read the whole message.
Yeah, why bother? Because I know I've just been shot down. Mm-hmm. Like going to Italy because she's going with Andrea Bocelli.
Well,
so I go like this, I go boom, and now I write. It's okay. I understand. I didn't think you'd want to go anyway. And then she texts me back. Did you read the rest of the message?
Marry this woman tomorrow. Please.
Listen to me.
Marry her tonight at the reunion.
Listen to me. She goes,
she's
read
perfect.
The message? Read the message. I go, what? I read the message. Rest of the message said, that sounds like a lot of fun, Joe. Sure. Love to go with you. Like that.
See?
Like that. I go,
see?
I felt so stupid. I still think she's going to bail before I get there tonight.
are you going to drive all the way in and with your little cap? Yes? You ready?
Can't go. Is that the funniest thing, though?
Yeah,
I assume I'm going to be shot down.
I think, Frank, the best part is it's probably the text was three sentences and he only read the first two.
Jerry said I have the ADD.
I am with Joe on this, right? I have lived a lengthy, I've spoken out for years about people that text too long. It's crazy.
If it's
more than two sentences, it should not be a text. Okay, you know what the answer should have been to Joe's question? Yes or no. Shouldn't be all this backstory. No. It's too much. It's too much. Joe's a busy guy. He had five appointments yesterday alone.
Right.
He can't
just
be
finding a parking spot at the Autobano show.
Savage during one of the appointments.
Once text messages are broken down into different volumes with footnotes, it's too long.
One of three. I love that.
Yeah, that's the worst. Yeah.
I should have read the whole thing.
Was it three sentences?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh, all right. So it was.
It was good.
But still,
I should have read it.
That's why text messaging exists. SMS text.
Yeah.
Short message service.
This is Carol Alt.
And not only that,
it's not like it was Janice, from whatever, and he hadn't seen her in 50 years.
It was me, though, because I assumed automatically I'd be shot down. That's what that was about. As soon as I said, I've got to do this, I'm going like, oh,
I don't know,
that's
though.
It.
In that instance, shouldn't you have called her?
But I don't know. People don't like to be called anymore.
All right.
Yeah. Hey. Hi.
Hi. Listen, it's a better delivery than the plow guy. I mean, come on. Let's be honest. Right? I mean.
Oh, I can tell you, I'm not even telling you the half of it. One day, just when I get cranky and fired up, I'll spill all the beans. Be my last show. Let me try again. I'll be on the next day singing Frank Sinatra tunes. 6:37 with Joe on the radio. Hey, Big Al's back. Yes. And he's going to do the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
74 degrees at 6:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Murphy promising to have a budget signed by Monday. He vows not to shut down the government, despite clashing with the legislature over the spending plan. The governor noted people wait all year to enjoy state beaches and parks during the 4th of July holiday, and now they'll be able to make such plans. Murphy wanted lawmakers to include a tax on millionaires, but the legislature balked. He could use his line item veto power. It is unclear, though, if he'll do so. The deadline for a budget is Sunday. The NYPD criticizing a proposal that would end perp walks. A bill has been introduced in the city council that would not allow officers to take suspects by the media. Under the legislation, a cop could be punished if they broke the rule. The NYPD says the bill would make routine prisoner transports more complicated because police would have to find routes to avoid cameras. Mayor de Blasio's office says they do not support the measure. In sports, Mets scored three times in the ninth, only to give up five in the bottom half, lose 6-3 against the Phillies. Amazons 11 games behind the Braves in the NL East, 6.5 games out of the second in a wild card. The Yankees, they're overseas in London. They're getting ready for a weekend series against the Red Sox. Teams play tomorrow and Sunday at London Stadium, which was used for the 2012 Olympics. The Yankees, 9 games ahead of third-place Boston in the American League East. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Welcome back. Let's see what's happening on the J train. We're seeing delays with an unauthorized person on the tracks over by Woodhaven Boulevard. Inbound side of the GWB over an hour to the upper 20 to the lower. Lincoln 25, Holland about 30 minutes getting into town. We're still seeing some volume this morning as you head over to the eastbound side of the Gowanus up by Fort Hamilton Parkway. It's an accident. One lane block delays back down toward the Verrazano. Eastbound BQE at Queens Boulevard. It's a disabled truck. Grand Central Parkway West at Kew Gardens. It's a stalled car. And pretty busy on the LIE westbound through the Cross Island out toward Woodhaven Boulevard. Heavy through the BQE getting out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Hempstead Turnpike westbound closed at 107 in Plain Edge. It's ongoing fire department activity. Taconic southbound in East Fishkill. A stalled car was cleared. Sunny today, high of about 90. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Brought to you by Dell. Dell Small Business Technology Advisors are ready to help with advice, dedicated one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, and more. To speak with an advisor today, call 877-BY-DELL. That's 877-BY-DELL.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine-ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code THEANSWER.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 642 on AM 970. The Answer. AM 970, TheAnswer.com around the country. Jim Copeland is a director of legal policy for the Manhattan Institute. We wanted to see what's going on with all the Supreme Court activity just over the last couple of days. Jim, welcome back to the show, man. How you doing this morning?
I am doing great. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. The Supreme Court had two blockbuster decisions yesterday. First, if you would, Jim, tell us what they decided on gerrymandering.
Well, the gerrymandering case, which was a split 5-4 decision, so not an easy case for the Supreme Court, split along traditional sort of conservative liberal lines, decided that political gerrymandering is a political question. In other words, it is not something that the Supreme Court is going to try to adjudicate. It's too hard for the Supreme Court to try to get in there and second-guess the lines that are drawn by the political branches of government in the states. So they're going to let the political government in the states, absent some sort of other statute or constitutional amendment, draw lines that are basically gendered, which is something that, of course, has the Supreme Court majority took that into consideration and saying, listen, this isn't something we think is good, but it's not unconstitutional.
So, but they ruled it's constitutional for state legislatures to have overt and aggressively political gerrymandering. Is that what the vote was?
In essence, yes. I mean, the Supreme Court wasn't condoning this sort of behavior, but they were saying this has happened since before the framing of the Constitution. The Chief Justice, John Roberts' opinion, pointed out that in the colonies prior to independence itself, this sort of practice was known. George Washington's Federalist Party was worried about it in the very first enumeration and very first allocation of lines. And of course, Elbridge Gerry, for whom gerrymandering is named, was a framer of the Constitution, and this happened very early in the Republic. So although this is a practice that may have gained sophistication in modern times with computer modeling, et cetera, this isn't something that the Supreme Court is going to step in and try to figure out and say, oh, well, we're going to try to redraw that 64 year or something like that.
Yeah.
Reserves the right to do so when it comes to racial gerrymandering, which they declare unconstitutional, and
right.
Determine that
Jim, you know, you're going in and out. You may want to try to reconnect on the phone because you're going in and out, and it's too crazy. So I apologize for that. Jim Copeland right there, kind enough to check in with Director of Legal Policy for the Manhattan Institute. It's the 21st century, Frank. Why in the name of God can AT&T or Verizon make their cell phones work? In the name of God Almighty. And this is where the only thing that I hear from the Democrats is go after the big corporations, bury them. When I can't have my Apple phone work, or I can't get a phone call on the radio, that because something's wrong with the cell service. What? And it happens all the time, Frankie.
You know, I think most of this is attributable to people giving up their landlines. You know, I same thing happened.
Yeah, but
to me
yesterday. It's not up to the people. They don't make them anymore. A landline is not really a landline,
right? No, well, but for an internet based landline. But yeah, I tried to do a phone interview yesterday. The guy didn't even have a landline. I said, I can't do this.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah.
But it's the 21st century. And then, by the way, in my house, and we apologize to Jim Copeland and appreciate him trying to join us, but we'll try to get him back in because there's a couple Supreme Court things I want to go through. I'm in my house in the boondocks. I can't, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, and they tell me I have the worst possible combination, an Apple phone and AT&T. That apparently is the worst. I can't get service. Oh, get the repeater. I don't have to get a repeater in there. I want my phone to work, for God's sake. It's inexcusable. And this is where I understand when Bernie or Elizabeth Warren goes after, you know, the big companies like this, I don't know that you can break up, quote unquote, break up the big companies, but you could really put their feet to the fire.
Well, once 5G comes about, maybe things will improve.
There it is, because that's going to cost me another $1,000.
You know what the problem with 5G is? Is that some phones will automatically connect to it, but computers won't. If your computer is older than a certain amount of years,
the
5G won't connect
exactly.
to it from a wireless connection.
Exactly.
It's terrible.
Frankie, help me out here, if you would. Gerrymandering.
Yeah.
I knew Jerry many years ago.
Yeah, he's a great boss.
Hello, my name. I wander around district to district. My name is gerrymandering. What is gerrymandering? And I'm trying to see why the Supreme Court would just let this happen, because it seems just so crooked, actually.
Well, so this is a blockbuster decision,
yeah.
And it's going to have repercussions for decades.
Okay? Election-wise.
Absolutely. And I was a little surprised, not totally surprised they ruled the way they did, but mildly surprised. So gerrymandering is redrawing of legislative districts to favor one party over another. That's all that it is,
right? It's not for the good of the people.
No. Basically, you know how voters are supposed to choose their elected officials? This is a case where elected officials get to choose their voters.
Yeah.
So they draw these maps. Let's say in New Jersey, for instance, where the New Democrats, or New York, where the Democrats are in control of both houses of the legislature and the governor's office. They can draw the legislative district maps to make sure that no Republican can ever get elected. And the same thing in the states where the Republicans control both houses of
now,
the legislature.
Now, this would be, you would think, a terrible thing.
Well, nobody says it's a good thing. Nobody, yeah. Right? the question is it an unconstitutional thing? And yesterday, in this very, very controversial 5-4 decision, the Supreme Court said no. It's not unconstitutional. It's a political question.
Wow.
It's up to the voters
wow.
and their elected officials. So what this means now is there are, I think, about there are 22 states where the Republicans control both the legislature and the governor's office. There are 14 states where the Democrats control both the legislature and the governor's office. In both of these states, even if there's only a slight Democrat or Republican edge,
yeah.
they're going to make it so that the opposition party is a permanent minority. There will never be another Republican state Senate majority, for instance, in New Jersey.
It's curious that this court would make that decision.
Yeah. Well, look, and this was the result of two cases. The Democrats were the victims of gerrymandering in one state. The Republicans were the victim in another state. And so, but the court ruled on the merits, and Roberts was again the swing vote.
Who
here.
Took this to court? Who took this?
Well, the Democrats yeah. were the victims. They took it to court, and the Republicans in I believe Maryland, where they were the victims, they took it to court.
And also, before we break, Frankie, on the voting, if you're a citizen or not, all we asked is that you get a census and are you a citizen of the United States? You can't ask that question.
Yeah.
That is the most bizarre of all.
Yeah. Huh? This is, I don't know if you want to give Jim an opportunity to try and explain it in the final minute that we have before we break, but because it's not one that I'm terribly familiar with the rationale of the court on this, but essentially, the president wasn't too pleased.
Yeah, sure. Good. Hey, Jim, welcome back. You got the phone going
Thank
now?
You.
Yeah, that's
yes, I do. I hope this is better.
Yeah, it's much better, and I apologize. It happens all the time. It's just not you. It's AT&T or Verizon or a variety. But before we let you go, we got to go to break now, though, Jim. But tell us about why can't a question be put forth to us? Are you a citizen of the United States? Why is that? What happened with that within the courts, Jim?
Well, I mean, it is one of the more bizarre things, and Sam Alito in his sort of partial dissent from the court's decision basically said, I mean, this is just crazy to say we can't ask whether someone's a citizen in the census.
Really?
It's something we've asked
yes.
on most census questions. What the Chief Justice said, again, John Roberts, siding with the four liberal members of the court.
What a surprise. Yeah.
Was this is a pretext, or at least there's a chance this is a pretext. We don't believe, basically, the Secretary of Commerce stated rationale for this decision, and so therefore we're going to send it back to the lower court, which of course has been very, very skeptical of the administration all along on this, to ask them to come up with different reasoning. The Chief Justice himself didn't say this was illegitimate. The four liberal members of the court basically did say, well, even though this was something that was asked for most censuses, we can't ask it now. He didn't say that, but he basically said, I don't believe the administration's rationale.
All right. Unbelievable. Jim Copeland, thank you so much, my friend. Sorry for the technical difficulties. We appreciate you jumping on. 877-970-2999. You want to give a call. It's inexcusable in the United States of America that you can't ask a question. Are you a citizen? And that's supposed to be offensive. I do not understand it, but I don't think that the administration is going to just let this go. 652 with Joe on the radio. Debbie's out there. Hi, Debbie. How you doing this morning? Morning, girl.
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Good.
Great. Got out of the parking lot yesterday.
Parking lot. Then I went. I sat with my mom, and we had a great time. That was
How's
worth
mom?
It. That was
Mom's
worth it.
Great.
Okay? Great. Yeah. Coming home today or tomorrow. So thank you very much. And
awesome.
It's just great. You know, it's all about our moms. And Deb, I know you're out there looking out for us. Mm-hmm. vigilantly on the roads on a Friday. Deb, give it to us. How are we doing?
I certainly will. Good morning, Joe. Let's go to the J train. Delays because of an unauthorized person on the tracks by Woodhaven Boulevard. So that is causing a delay. We're seeing some slowdowns this morning on the eastbound Gowanus heading up toward Fort Hamilton Parkway. An accident delays back to the Verrazano Staten Island Expressway East, heavy Richmond Ave out through the Verrazano Bridge. Also, the eastbound BQE up by Queens Boulevard, it's a stalled truck. Grand Central Parkway West at Kew Gardens, a disabled vehicle, that's taking a lane. Problems on Hempstead Turnpike on the island. Hempstead Turnpike westbound closed at 107 in Plain Edge. That's all due to a structure fire over there. So we're going to keep an eye on that whole stretch for you. The inbound side of the GWB over an hour to the upper 20 to the lower. Lincoln 30. Holland about 30 minutes getting into town. New Jersey Turnpike northbound heavy getting up toward 13A. And over on the southbound New York State Thruway exit 1, a disabled bus on the ramp. Sunny today, high of about 90. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
My business is at stake because the government told me I can't live out my faith in the workplace.
I was arrested for handing out the U.S. Constitution on my college campus.
A state law is forcing me to advertise for abortion.
Hi, I'm Laura Schaefer, General Sales Manager at AM 970 The Answer. Believe it or not, some of our most fundamental freedoms are being challenged. Alliance Defending Freedom, one of the nation's most respected and successful Supreme Court advocates, is fighting for you. Through generous donations, ADF has become a major force in the legal battle for free speech and religious freedom, playing an important role in 54 victories at the U.S. Supreme Court. If you're a business owner, consider making a tax-deductible donation of $1,500 or more. In return, your business will receive a bonus advertising campaign equal to the value of your donation. Contact me to learn more at 212-857-9639. Again, that's 212-857-9639.
Win a case of sauce from Michael's of Brooklyn. Enter on AM970TheAnswer.com or by calling the Joe Piscopo Show during Italian Trivia Contest. Contest runs from Wednesday, May 23rd until further notice. Online winners will be chosen at random every Wednesday during contest duration. On-air winners will be announced during the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday during contest duration. Chance of winning is based on number of entries or calls. Prize is one case of sauce from Michael's of Brooklyn. See complete contest rules at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Sunshine and some clouds today. It'll be hot this afternoon with a high near 90 and partly cloudy tonight. Warm and more humid, low 74. Tomorrow, partly sunny, hot and humid. Watch out for a severe thunderstorm in the afternoon that can produce large hail and damaging wind gusts and cause flash flooding. High tomorrow, 90, though it will feel as if it's in the mid to upper 90s. For Sunday, partly sunny, becoming breezy, cooler and less humid. There can be a shower or thunderstorm as well, high 83. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, 656, telling you about MyPillow. You got to get to MyPillow now with this great deal. You hear Mike talking about it. He broke it on this show. I told you, $34.99 per pillow. $34.99 per pillow. $69.98 for two. That's a two-pack of MyPillow's premiums for $69.98. It's only $34.99 a pillow, and you got a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or television, and this offer is only available at MyPillow.com or 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970. Yeah, I love MyPillow. You will love MyPillow. Where else can you get a 10-year warranty? 10-year warranty on a pillow? And where else can you get a pillow made in the United States of America? I'm just saying. So get a two-pack of MyPillow's premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM 970. Joe on the radio. Yeah, man, still the same. 657 with Frankie and Al. Love Seeger. Still love Seeger to this day. Yeah, give it a listen. Get this morning started. It's Friday in New York City.
Still damn good. No one's gotten to you yet.
6:58 with Joey on the radio. Russ Salisbury is going to join us in the next hour. John Katsimatidis. This is the man that just purchased WABC, and he will be on the air with us live at 8 o'clock right here on the Piscopo Show. Mike Gallagher is going to join us. Martha Bonetta is great. Is she coming in live, Frankie? Is she coming in live? She's
absolutely.
She's great. She's a great gal. And you at 877-970-2999. Big Al is back, 877-970-2999. That is our Balance of Nature phone line. It's Joe Piscopo with Five Boroughs, Big Al and Debbie. Radio Piscopo live from the greatest city in the world.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
74 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Mayor de Blasio back from his trip to Miami. The presidential hopeful gets back to work today, has a few events planned. He'll be at Bellevue Hospital this afternoon to make an announcement on reproductive health, and he will then speak at the Stonewall 50th anniversary commemoration rally this evening. Edison's Township Council scheduling a public hearing on a sewer system ordinance. The ordinance would require the township to maintain ownership, operation, management, control, and maintenance of the sewer system and South Edison water mains. The public hearing and vote is planned for July 10th at 6 p.m. In sports, Mets lost to the Phillies 6-3. The Yankees were off. They are in London to take on the Red Sox starting tomorrow. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.